Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
To many people, Christianity is like a garment that can be taken off or put on at will. For example, when it's Sunday or a religious day, the Christian garment can be taken out and spruced up and put on and really live like a Christian. But when we want to live like we want, when we want to have fun and do things with the world, sometimes people are so willing to take that garment of Christianity off. But in reality, such illustrates the hypocrisy of those who claim to be followers of Christ. Christianity is not like a garment or a coat that can be put on or taken off. Christianity is something that a person must do each and every day of their life. I want you to think about the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. Jesus is here going to illustrate what being a follower of His really means. What does it mean to be a Christian? Look at Luke 9, verse 23. The Bible says, "Then Jesus said to them all, 'If any man desires to come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow Me.'" This passage beautifully illustrates how that Christianity is a daily lifestyle. It is not a momentary fad. It is not something we do when we're in the right crowd. Being a Christian is a way of life each and every day. And so today we want to think about daily Christian living for just a few moments. We want to ponder what it really means to live for Jesus each and every day. But friend, to really live for Christ, there are some prerequisites found in Luke 9, verse 23. Some things we've got to get ready in our life before we can really live for Jesus. There are really three of those mentioned in this text. Three prerequisites before we can really live for Christ. Number one, I've got to have a desire to live daily for Jesus. Notice what Jesus said. If any man wants to come after Me, if anyone desires to do My will, He says, you've got to be willing to follow Me. You've got to have a desire to live daily for Jesus. This is a deep-rooted passion, a desire to love God and live for Him each and every day. You know, we can ask this by answering a couple of questions to see if we really have that desire. Do you really want to do God's will, friend? Is your whole life, your whole essence of being, revolving around the fact that you want to do the will of God? In John 7, verse 17, Jesus said, "If anyone wants to do His will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is of God or whether I speak on my own authority." Do you really want to do the will of God? Is that what life is about for you? Oh, I love the words of Acts 9, verse 6. Paul has been confronted with that great light on the road to Damascus. He has been presented with Jesus. Acts chapter 9, verse 4. "Who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom you've crucified." And look at the question in Acts 9, verse 6. Paul, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord told him, "You need to rise and go to the city and you'll be told what you must do." Here's the attitude of someone who really wanted to do the will of God. In honest sincerity, humility, Paul cried out, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" There's a man who desired to live for Jesus each and every day. We could ask another question. Not only do you want to do the will of God, but do you really love the Lord? You cannot follow Christ unless you really love the Lord. What does it mean to love God? Remember Mark 12, verse 30? A lawyer came to Jesus testing Him. "What's the greatest commandment? Master, teacher, what's the greatest of all the commandments? If there was one verse that was greater than all, what would it be?" Remember what Jesus said? "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is the first and best commandment," or greatest commandment. Do we really have that mindset that I love God more than anything else? I've got a desire to live daily for Jesus because I love the Lord. I love what He's done for me. I'm reminded of 1 John 4:8. The Bible says that God is love. And if God is love and we really love Him, then we must keep His commandments. John chapter 14 and verse 15. But then there's a second prerequisite. Not only must I have a desire to live for Jesus daily, but think about Luke 9 verse 23 again. "If any man desires to come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow Me." You must have a denial of self to really give your life to the Lord. To commit to living daily for Jesus, you have got to say to yourself, "This life is no longer about me. I'm not living for self. I'm not in it for what I want, what I can get of life, or my passions or desires. I am a living sacrifice for Jesus." Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Paul said it this way. He said, I beg you, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. We each day, if we're really going to live for Jesus, have to say, I'm a living sacrifice. Not an Old Testament sacrifice where they took the goat or the lamb and killed it. But I sacrifice myself alive every day for Jesus Christ. Paul illustrates this point beautifully in Galatians 2 verse 20 as he thinks about his own life. In Galatians 2 verse 20, I want you to notice what Paul says. Here's a man who had denied self. I've been crucified with Christ, Paul said. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Paul said, you see Jesus on that cross? He said, now, having become a follower of Christ, I've been crucified as well. 2 Corinthians 5 verses 14 and 15 says that it's the love of God that compels us because we judge this. That if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but live for them who died for them and rose again. If I really think about the love of God, it challenges me to die daily. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31, I die daily. Friends, that's what denial of self is all about. Paul could then therefore say in Philippians 1, verse 21, for to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. No wonder is it the Macedonians were able to say in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 5 that before they put anything in the collection plate, they first gave themselves to the Lord. You know, a denial of self means that we're willing to change the way we do things, change our lifestyle. Maybe, for example, that you used to be involved in immoral things. Maybe you used to drink. You become a child of God. You no longer do that. Ephesians 5 verse 18 says, do not be drunken with wine, wherein is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. We're not to give in to those things anymore. Maybe you used to speak in a way that was not becoming of a Christian. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 29 and Colossians 3:8 says, let no filthy communication, coarse jesting, come out of our mouth. Maybe that before I became a Christian, I really wasn't faithful in serving God or attending the services. Revelation 2:10 says, we're now to be faithful unto death. And so you've got to have that desire. If any man desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and notice this last part, and take up his cross daily. You have to have as a third prerequisite a dedication, a deep dedication to follow Jesus. Oh, I love Revelation 14 verse 4. The redeemed of all ages are presented, and it is said of these that these are they who followed the Lamb wheresoever He went. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said, you know what? You imitate me as I imitate Christ. Paul's not teaching the imitation of other men. Paul's saying, to the point that I imitate Christ, you imitate me. He's really, in essence, saying, follow my life as it follows Christ. And thus, that's the principle. You know, this was evident in the life, in the lives of Jesus' followers. Acts 4 and verse 13 has to be one of the most remarkable statements about the followers of Christ. They had just been questioned by what power, by what authority have you done these things? They responded by saying it's through Jesus. There's no other name like His under heaven by which you can be saved. And when they realized the boldness with which Peter and John spoke, and they realized they were uneducated men, watch this, then the light bulb came on. Then they realized they had been with Jesus. These men had a sincere dedication to follow the Savior. And the Bible teaches that's what we ought to do. Notice the words of 1 Peter 2, verse 21 following. Here we're clearly taught to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. 1 Peter 2, verse 21, Peter said, for to this were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in His footsteps. We were called to this, and you, each one of us, needs to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. You know, the sheep hear their shepherd, and they follow Him. John chapter 10 and verse 27. And so we have to have these prerequisites. I've got to have a desire to deny self and dedicate my life to following Jesus every day. But let's say that we have those things. Let's say that we really have the right heart and we want to live for Christ every day. What things would we do on a daily basis if we were really living for Jesus? What attributes would fill our life? What kind of steps would we take? What Christian character would be seen in our life daily? want to suggest, first of all, from Scripture, that one of the attributes a child of God ought to be involved in every day is daily Bible study. Daily Bible study is one of the top characteristics, one of the top defining marks of someone who really wants to live for Jesus every day. Too many people leave the Bible on the coffee table and let it lie. Or the Bible from week to week sits in the pew at the church building and is never opened. A true Christian who wants to live for Jesus every day will not deny daily Bible study. How do we know that? Acts 17:11 is a command to search the Scriptures daily. Notice these words, daily Bible study. These were more fair-minded, the Bereans, than those in Thessalonica. What made them more fair-minded? What made these people more noble? In that they received the word with all readiness. Paul came and preached the gospel, and they said, come on in, let's hear what you got to say. They were open-minded to hearing a message. But what did they do next? And they searched the Scriptures, notice this, daily, to find out whether these things were so. Friend, you cannot claim to be a faithful child of God and not be involved in regular Bible study. Now, I understand that there'll be days where a person might be sick, might, because of work, not be able to. But for the most part, what we're saying today is that each and every day of our life ought to be permeated with a study, with thoughts, meditating upon Scripture. You see, Jesus said in John 8, verses 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Bible study is something that Paul encouraged Timothy to do, and by example, all of us. Paul said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How can I divide the word of God? How can I be approved and not be ashamed? Study. 2 Timothy 2:15. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 26 through 28. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer. Hebrews 2, verses 1 through 3 discusses how that in the old time, under the Old Testament, how that God's punishment was severe to those who did not heed His Word. But He says this, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? We have it with us today. The gospel has been given into our hands, and how we need to be good students of the Scriptures. Remember 1 Peter 3 and verse 15? Sanctify the Lord God always in your hearts, or in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense, an answer for him that asks a question of you. This life is your one chance to live for God. Are you really ready? Are you living daily for Jesus? Is that really what life is about for you? My friend, if you're not, then you can become a Christian today by obeying the gospel. If you're not even in the kingdom, the Bible makes it abundantly clear what one must do. In Acts chapter 18, verse 8, the Bible says, many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? If so, are you willing to repent and change your life? Are you willing to confess the name of Jesus? And are you willing to be baptized, as they did in Acts 2:38, for the remission of your sins? But as a Christian, if you've not been living like you should, you know it. God knows it. Why would you want to waste a day not living for the Lord? Luke 6:46, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Do you remember what He said in Matthew 7, verse 21? It's not everybody who just looks up and says, Lord, Lord, that's going to heaven, but those who do the will of the Father. And so don't waste even one day not living for Jesus. Christianity is about living for Christ every day.
Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today.